Hello, everyone, and welcome to Teach Me Teacher, a podcast for educators, where we, the teachers, become students ourselves. Man, oh man, here we are in season one of Teach Me Teacher. This has been a long time coming. I have been super excited to show you guys what we've been working on, the kind of awesome interviews and ideas that have been brewing kind of secretly while this podcast has been putting together. As I sit here now, we are working at, what is it now? We are at four total podcasts, not including this one, which is going to put us at five. So we are, that means I'm about 4 weeks ahead of schedule. That means for you, the listener, that there are four podcasts that have already gone in, that I've already experienced. And I got to tell you, I have learned so much about teaching, about how I view teaching, about how my friends and colleagues view teaching. I mean, there's just so much information that has been packed into these four episodes. I've been just bursting to kind of share this stuff with you guys. And now that we are hitting August 1st, I finally get to go into what I'm calling the first season of this podcast, which will probably go right up until summer. We'll take that 2 month break because we're educators, and then kind of go back into it and hopefully start season two and, you know, many more seasons to come. Anyway, I wanted to use this time briefly to just tell you, you know, introduce kind of the podcast, kind of the idea of it, because I don't waste that in the actual episodes. So if that's not something you really want to hear, if you've already read it kind of on the website, then feel free, you know, to skip over this and jump right into the next podcast episode, which would be me with Miss Melinda Bowles talking about technology. But if you are new to this, you've never heard anything, you haven't seen the website yet, teachmeteacher.com, actually teachmeteacherpodcast.com, then let me tell you kind of the mastermind that kind of went into this. The goal of the podcast, hands down, is to help teachers do their job better. Now, this isn't coming from authority. I'm not someone sitting on this pedestal saying, I know how to do my job perfectly. You need to listen to me. On the contrary, the idea came from, you know, sitting in a professional development, and I realized all the best ideas I ever got about teaching, all the stuff that helped me the most came from other teachers. You know, there's great people that do seminars and they do great lessons and there's great administrators and stuff like that. But when it comes to people, stuff that I can apply directly in the classroom, that's what I want the most of, and that's what I get from my fellow teachers and colleagues. You know, they don't have to be teachers in my school. They can be teachers from anywhere. And that's where Teach Me Teacher came from, where I was like, why is there, you know, why am I not a part of a medium that can help teachers be better, including myself? Me doing these interviews, I have gotten so many ideas for my classroom coming up. That I'm just so excited to use and kind of implement and new philosophies and whatnot. So, you know, it's already working for me, and all I, you know, can hope for and really cross my fingers for is that you guys connect to the content that I am producing for you guys. This isn't my podcast. Teach Me Teacher is when I say us on the website and we talk about us, I'm talking about teachers in general. Every one of us, we're in this together. We are trying to do something that is a massive task that everyone seems to have an opinion on. We're just kind of here together, and there's so much information out there, some of it good, some of it bad. So I wanted to kind of create this medium for us to learn together, hence the name of the podcast, Teach Me Teacher. You know, and that's really the goal, is to help teachers teach to their best ability, because someone somewhere has a solution to the problem you're having in your classroom. Believe me, someone has it out there. And hopefully you will be able to get that kind of from this podcast and from the content that Teach Me Teacher is putting out. You know, the why as to why I would do this, right? You know, just a few disclaimers. I'm not getting paid to do this. I have no financial reason to be doing this. I'm doing it on my own time with my own money, with everything else that is involved. You know, it's all coming directly from me. And the reason is, you know, it's not for me to try to secure, you know, any monetary value, really. You know, it's nothing of that sort, right? It's me literally just having a passion for teaching, a passion for talking about ideas and talking about creations and talking about how to do our job better. Because I'm so passionate, but I'm also extremely aware that it is a very hard task, what we are called to do every day. So that's my why. You know, I don't want anyone to, you know, listen to this and be like, you know, well, what's he getting at? Why? You know, this is why. I am passionate about ideas. I'm passionate about helping people, helping teachers become the educators that they can be, including myself. So that's really the why for what I'm doing this. As far as future goes, as far as where I'm aiming the podcast, where, you know, I don't know, the sky's the limit. You know, anyone who's ever talked to me, I have, you know, big ideas all the time. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, Teach Me Teacher will one day be a resort where all these teachers will go, you know, we'll all go to a cruise ship and we'll do a live podcast episode with all these teachers just relaxing on the cruise ship during our summer break. And there would be professional developments from, you know, all these great companies that help people and all these great advisors. And it would just be this awesome kind of event. You know, so that's the pie in the sky. But really, the future belongs to you guys. You know, if you connect to it and y'all give me the feedback as to what the podcast should be, what content you guys want, you're going to shape the future of this. I am not standing here saying this is my creation. Yeah, I'm starting it and, you know, I'm the host and I'm doing all this other stuff. But really, what I am trying to do is do it for you guys. So you guys control the future, you know, as far as that goes. Now, enough intro, enough about all of that stuff. I do want to give a couple special thanks to the few teachers who helped me kind of get the ball rolling as far as content, feedback on the early episodes that are releasing starting August 1st. First one would have to be Katie Warren, who is Ingram, who is on the first episode, which is already on iTunes. She was my first person to interview. We did it right at the end of school, so it was a really great episode. I really want to thank her for that. And then we have Mrs. Ha, Mrs. Hammer, John Bowles, Melinda Bowles, all of these teachers that I work with and all at RMS. Hammer, not at RMS anymore. She is at a different school being an assistant principal over there. Great, great interviews. Every single one of them. I learned from them as much as I learned from them every day. And I was so thankful that they stepped up when I asked them to and, you know, did this podcast with me. So I really want to thank them specifically just for getting the ball rolling. Now, to end things, I need everyone, subscribe on iTunes. Go to teachmeteacherpodcast.com. Leave comments, leave replies, send me responses. This is your podcast. I want this to be your creation, and I'm just kind of the medium for it to happen. So don't be shy. Let me know, you know, if you're someone who knows me, talk to me about it. If you don't know me and you live in New York, message me on the contact page on the website. I am a completely open book when it comes to what I want this podcast to be. So I'm going to leave it there. TeachMeTeacherPodcast.com. Everybody, please enjoy this first season of this podcast. It has been a pleasure so far. I look forward to all the episodes to come. Remember, there's a new episode every week starting August 1st. Have a good one.